Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Get up, and listen, Get Up Show. Well, here it is. It's the Simon Says Podcast with us, the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Charlie's here.
I am.
Maddie's over there.
Hi.
It's podcast number 227.
It was Jack A.
Is that show where they said kiss my grits? Is that what
no,
that one
no,
was?
No, no, that was.
Is that the one where they said nanu nanu?
Is that one?
Oh, no, that's the one that said, I'll tell you how much this antique is worth.
Ooh, I love that one.
Yeah.
Hey, so welcome to the podcast. If you ever want to be a part of it, we'd love it. 336-373-0987 is the number. Click a like or whatever you want to do over there. I want to know more about the Chobster. Charlie, are you into the Chobster? You seen a Chobster?
A Chobster.
Chobster.
I described it to some friends, and they said, that sounds about like something you would get in New York City.
New York City!
So, you know, there's a famous chef, Daniel Balud.
Oh, yeah, Balud.
He's got a bunch of different restaurants. Well, this one he's got, it's a very beautifully roasted chicken stuffed with lobster tail. Now, I think that they cook them separately and jam it in at the end.
I'm not mad at this.
I was imagining them putting the live lobster in the chicken and cooking it all together.
Well, because they tried to present it as being like a turducken, but different. But what really sets it apart is when they serve it to you, I believe it's only $250 too.
Oh.
but when they serve it to you, it comes with a gigantic brass lobster head, claws, and a tail. So the chicken itself has a weird brass lobster head or bronze, you know, like
attached to it.
Yeah, claws.
Why would you do that?
It's got a chicken body and lobster.
It's
foreign items on a plate. I have a rule about that. Don't put anything on the plate that you can't eat.
Do I get to keep them?
No, I don't think you do. I do believe they take them with you.
This deal gets better and better.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's kind of one of those things too, but I love the name, the Chobster.
Chobster.
And it sounds kind of tasty.
I don't know.
Chicken and lobster, though. See, I'm not.
I would try it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try it, but do you think it would cook? Would it cook if you just put a raw lobster tail in a chicken and roasted it? Would it cook right? I don't think it would.
It would, but it'd be overcooked.
Yeah.
So it'd be rubbery.
They must do it when it's over.
Yeah.
So is the lobster, I'm picturing it more like almost like a crab cake where it's not just lobster, it's got a little bit of stuffing.
I don't know.
In it.
You've talked me out of it, though, with all of this, with the metal. You know, the suit of armor on the plate that I can't eat and can't take with me either to play with when I get home.
I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought when I saw the picture of it that part was a joke, but it's not. Like, and then I saw another picture later where that's how they were serving it. Was like this. I mean, the chicken is beautifully cooked.
It is.
Where does one get a bronze or copper lobster head, claws, and tail anyway?
Lobster House of...
If it's a bronze lobster.
Oh.
I think Wish.com, you can get them all day long, but they're a little bit smaller.
Timu, but they're made of lead. And they poison you instantly.
You get them off of Wish.com, and they fit a Cornish game hen.
And
you put a crayfish in there instead of a lobster.
And the lobster's face has a weird cartoony smile.
Yeah.
Kind of winking at you like,
yeah,
you know what you're eating.
Yeah, man. I think... It's too much. There's people out there who are saying, why would you waste and ruin lobster like that? And then other people are saying, why would you ruin a chicken with that lobster in there?
If it's amazingly cooked, though, I don't think any of it's a waste. If it's the way I did, like some chicken tenders in my oven the other night, then absolutely a waste.
Well, how much lobster was in those?
Zero.
All right. There you go.
It
That's
couldn't
the problem.
Be anywhere near him.
So my family, my sister and her kids, my best friend and his whole family and his kids, everybody's in Greece right now.
Why aren't you?
Because I don't want to fly all night.
Oh my God, can you imagine him
on an overseas? Dude, I can. All you have to do is knock yourself out.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No, because that takes with it, the hangover from that.
But then you are missing a trip of a lifetime.
You get there and you're so wasted from drugging and drinking yourself so you can sleep that you're no good and you can't do anything the first whole day.
I can't understand this mindset because you are literally missing a trip of a lifetime.
I've been to Europe. I loved it, but I don't think I'll ever do that again. It's just too much.
I'm sorry. That makes me sad.
Well, what if you cruised over there and met him?
No way. Are you kidding me? That's worse. That's like I'm in a box. I'm in a prison on my way. This is taking twice as long, and I'm in a prison.
We have to find a way to completely knock him out with something that will provide no absolute hangover or anything.
Ooh, I wanted that.
Wait. And then wake him back up immediately when he gets there, full of energy and ready to go.
I saw this in a movie once. It was when they found Kong on Skull Island and they brought him back to New York City.
Hey, right. New York City.
And they put him in. Tied him down on a boat.
And he was out. Did he wake up and realize he was out cold the whole time?
It depends which version of the movie you see. Because in the old timey one, no, he didn't wake up.
Right.
Yeah, well, he fought when he got to New York City.
New York City.
And they got him on the theater because then everyone started taking pictures and he got real mad.
Yeah, because then it was awesome.
That would be like you.
Well,
you wake up and everyone started taking pictures. And then you climb
and you're tied down.
Photos. No photos, please.
I just saw another one of those. You talk about being over in Greece. There was another one of those stories of a tourist writing on, another historic wall.
Carving their name into an ancient artifact.
Graffiti. And it was like, come on.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Imagine saying it when you're actually in Greece. This is better than the Greek festival when you say, Euglik.
Euglik.
Yeah. Euglik. Yeah. Euglik.
Say it to everybody.
Oh, man.
All day.
Getting spanakopita right from the teat.
So everybody that I've talked to leading up to this trip, as Charlie says, trip of a lifetime, there's no question about that. But everybody has been super freaking out with anxiety about the all-night flight, and how am I going to get through this? Everybody's talking about it. And what it is, my sister and I have the exact same thing. We had never talked about it until this trip when she said, I have a problem handing over complete control. When I step onto a plane, everything is out of my hands.
That's true.
And that is my thing. I under my feet is complete uncertainty and terror the entire time. And I can't do a thing about it.
Yeah, that is one way of looking at it.
Give me another one.
Well, the other way is you have complete control over what sort of fun in-seat media you have to watch. Think of all those fun movies.
See, for me, my only hesitancy about that is I would just be bored. But I know that I can sleep. I sleep on the plane just so well. So I would sleep a little. I'd watch some movies. But there would be a moment where I'd be like, I'm ready for this to be over. And you can't.
You can't do anything about it.
Pull
You're
the car
trapped.
Over or I'd, anything.
I'd want one of those pods. Like those awesome pods.
Sleep pod on a plane?
I saw one the other day. It was this comedian. He went overseas to Dubai, and they had a shower on the plane.
Oh, I love that.
Like, he went in and took a shower. He's like, why not? Like,
I think I would.
Super bougie.
All of that's great and all, but I don't think that feeling of being out of control ever goes away. I don't care how many showers I get to take on the plane.
Yeah, but you're in control of that shower.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no. Someone else is showering for you?
Yeah. Everybody. That's the rule.
Sure.
The rule on those planes is when one person takes a shower, everybody has to take a shower. So then by the end, everybody's taking their shower, and the last person gets out. And then the first guy is like, man, I need another shower. And then everybody goes right back in there.
That's why I used all the hot water.
It's so awesome.
Did you also see that this is very sad, news, but because of all the stress and anxiety of flying, participants in the Mile High Club has gone down.
People aren't doing it anymore.
I know. It's so sad.
That always seemed like a horrible plan anyway.
No, what do you mean? You know, that center, the bathroom in the center of the plane where everyone can see, and then you get in
I don't believe I've ever been on a plane big enough that I wouldn't feel like people would know what was happening.
I don't think there is one, though. I feel like these maniacs
apparently
are cramming into that broom closet, but, you know, someone's foot's in the toilet.
Like, if I got up and went to the bathroom, then my guy got up and went shortly after me, those people seated near the back would know that I never came out.
Yeah.
So they would totally know what was going on.
I don't think people pay that much attention as a rule. I don't think anybody's monitoring who's going in and out.
If you're the poor person who has to sit by the bathroom, you're totally aware of what's happening in the bathroom.
Oh, that would suck.
That has happened to me. You're always in the front of the plane. You wouldn't know.
That's another issue with flying overseas. I ain't got that kind of money to fly first class to Greece.
No, that is a pricey flight.
And I won't not fly first class.
That's why you need a pod.
Speaking of which, Scott and his folks, they flew first class all the way.
Woo!
Can you imagine?
Man.
Isn't that crazy? And they got the presidential suite in Athens. He sent me a picture this morning of
what?
You could see the ruins from their hotel balcony.
Does he make that much money, or have they been saving for this for like ever?
They had a sad event happen in his wife's family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So turning that frown upside down with a
big time
nice trip.
They're making a good use of it.
So how about, we've talked about Lenny Kravitz many times and the way that he works out in leather clothes, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Leather pants and a no shirt.
I just read a thing about Lenny Kravitz that says he's been completely celibate for the last 9 years.
Yes.
I believe it with him.
But
yeah,
that's not fair.
I know.
You know, somebody that
he's got
gorgeous,
all that and he's not even using it.
He's choosing to not use
it. He said that after he and Lisa Bonet split up, that he was basically a man whore. And one day woke up and said, I don't like the way I'm living. Because it reminded
him. Shut up.
It reminded him of his dad. And his dad was a man whore.
His dad sounds like he whips some ass. He sounds pretty cool to me, man.
Okay.
You know?
But he felt like a bad person, so he decided to go completely the other direction.
Nah, that's not okay.
I mean, I don't know why you got to live in extremes like that.
Yeah, I mean, why? Nothing for 9 years?
That's what he says.
That is rubbing it in the faces of ugly guys like
everywhere.
Me.
Everywhere.
And
who
you know,
no choice.
Have no choice but to be celibate. Thanks, Lenny Kravitz.
Now, do you think that it's... Do you think it's straight up like legit 100% or is like
that's what that word means, honey?
Yeah, and I understand to us, but maybe to him.
No, I think he means he's celibate.
You mean like California sober?
Yeah,
that kind of thing. I'm California celibate.
Yeah. But again, it's real easy to say I'm going to be celibate when you can walk out your door and get laid at any moment.
That's what I'm saying.
Any time, Lenny.
Makes me sick, Lenny
Kravitz.
It's
like, I'm going to be celibate. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you do?
I had a very long celibacy.
Yeah, it was your choice.
But it wasn't on purpose.
You'd been a man whore and you were making up for it.
Sure.
All right, let's say tomorrow you can flip a switch and bing, you have Lenny Kravitz everything. You're Lenny Kravitz. But your brain is in there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, first of all, am I still married to my wife? Because that changes
that
everything.
Changes everything.
Oh, never mind. I can't ask you stuff.
Ask him, but let's pretend.
If I was not married to my wife and I suddenly woke up, and now what you're saying is suddenly I'm like, I got all the swag, like the Lenny
swagger,
Kravitz swagger.
The looks, the everything.
You're Lenny Kravitz, but with your brain.
I'm working out in leather pants and sunglasses, and right. I'm the baddest man alive.
You're still Maddie in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for much longer. Maddie is, I mean, I'm not going to be celibate.
You going to let him go? You going to let Maddie go on this one?
For a little while, at least.
The old Maddie can't come to the phone right now.
You're really dancing around this subject. You wake up tomorrow, you're Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Are you saying, though, celibate Lenny Kravitz? Or are you talking about man whore Lenny Kravitz?
You're Lenny Kravitz. You're making
Lenny
that
Kravitz.
Decision.
Do you go and end your celibacy, or do you...
Look, I am getting the band back
to
together.
Be
we're
going to
do the classics. We're not going to do any of the new crap. There'll be no Fly Away or Fly... Whatever that one is.
Yeah.
We're going to rock out old school. I'm growing the dreads back out, and it is a party.
Yeah. You're still not addressing the question.
Oh, I mean...
Yes, he's going to be a man whore.
I won't be wearing those leather pants much because they will be
off.
Just laughing around.
Just split them while you're on stage.
But here is here's the issue with your premise, your scenario you painted for us.
Uh-huh.
You look.
I was trying not to paint it too.
You look like Lenny Kravitz, uh-huh. but you still are you in your head and your voice. So you ain't getting no band back together and singing any classics.
Oh, I just look like him?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say he didn't have his voice.
No, that's the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, well, then it still doesn't matter. I mean, if
he's just gonna walk around and get laid.
Yeah, with no pants. No leather pants. I got some leather pants in the car, but
if I
don't
have that
need
Lenny Kravitz appeal, I mean, I think it'll take me a couple of times to realize, like, oh, this game is different. Like, because I'd be looking at, like,
oh, wait, I don't have to try.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would definitely try going into some spots that I know I wouldn't have much luck at back in the, like, you know, like back in the DC days, there's certain clubs. Do you remember that place, 18th Street Lounge?
Of course.
We had a mirrored front door.
Yeah.
There was a guy standing behind it, and he would say, no, yes, no, no, yeah. no. I only got in there once, and it's because I came with like 9 or 10 girls. Yeah. I walk in that place, not a shot in the world with anybody there. But if I was Lenny Kravitz, hot.
Oh, God, you'd be the thing. You'd be the only thing anybody was looking at.
Oh, you look like you can sing. And I'm like, nah,
I don't do that.
Nah. But you know what else we could do? No, I mean, it's hard to say because
hands off.
I didn't have that. I like growing up or throughout my dating career.
You've never had swagger?
Not like that.
Not like that.
No, I was lucky to be like the funny guy. Like, I will throw him a bone.
Right.
Like, I was very lucky. My wife found me you know what? I am attracted to this man. I was like, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's great.
I don't know why, but I am.
Yeah, something about this crazy man.
And she's thinking, if only he looked a little more like Lenny Kravitz.
Now, if she was still in my life and I looked like Lenny Kravitz, that's all about, she is such a lucky lady.
No doubt.
But I would not be Tip of the hat. Sorry, ladies. I'm celibate only for my wife.
All right.
Wait,
so
that didn't make sense.
You're celibate only for your wife. Okay.
What?
Wait, that makes it sound like I only don't have sex with my wife.
Yeah. Everybody else is
I said that incorrectly.
Everybody else is in.
Well, what about you?
What about me?
If you okay. are you in your yeah. brain, but you wake up and you're rocking the leather pants and you got a six pack and you're like the hottest thing around, what are you doing?
You right now.
You're killing it.
Yeah, killing it. I'd be killing it. Do I feel like me or do I feel like him?
That's
you know,
a good
in your
question.
Case, yeah, you feel like him.
I feel like him.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
hell
right.
yeah, man! It's a new.
Well,
day.
Yeah, but what if it's only looks wise and everything else about him is you, Whew. Including the aches and pains.
I can still push through.
Oh my God, yeah,
I can still make it work.
Yeah, I would power through. There's a lot of stuff I power through in my day
because you wouldn't necessarily have to work very hard if you looked that good. You know, you could sleep most of the day to catch up from your activities.
I mean, that's the thing. I think, I feel like the attractive people don't have to work as hard for certain things.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, that's the thing. I've never been that guy.
No,
I've
you're
never,
right.
You got to be right. She knows.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're the closest thing to being the hot. I mean,
how
I'm just saying.
You
no.
shut your dirty damn mouth.
All right. Look, I've seen your headshot. You're attractive and
all right.
But,
cool.
I mean,
keep talking about stuff.
He's no Lenny Kravitz.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm sitting right here and I can hear you. When did this one come attack me all day?
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're all going to get leather pants. We're going to see who's the most Lenny Kravitz of all.
I ain't wearing no damn leather pants.
I have some leather pants.
I know you do.
I'm sure.
I don't think, A, I could get them on, or two, get them off.
Yeah, you're stuck
I'd
for life.
I'd have to cut them off in strips.
Oh, gosh. The episode
Which
of
would
Friends.
Also be cause your anxiety or nightmare.
I'm trapped.
Like, I'm trapped in these
trapped.
Pants.
Look,
and
everyone,
somebody's standing in the door.
I'm on a plane.
I'm going to die.
You're trapped in leather pants.
He died.
Somebody's in the doorway of the plane.
Oh,
what happened to him? Leather pants, man. It was bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I heard about that.
I understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more.
Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Let's do a couple phone calls. We don't have a whole ton of them. If you ever want to be on the podcast, call 336-373-0987. Love to hear from you. Let's see what we got.
Hey, Simon, don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands on me. I'm not really a woman. I'm really a he.
Wow.
Thank you, Simon.
Come on, man.
Man, that was a good vocal. Did you hear him?
Yeah, he got a good hey.
He did a nice little yodely warble. He took us on a run.
He's doing a couple songs, hasn't he?
I don't recognize that guy.
That one does sound familiar.
Well, a lot of these guys sound, you know, similar. I mean,
well, it is Pride Month, so there you go.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. He did good, man. We have got a lot of talent. And we hear from it a lot. We have a segment on the radio throughout the day and night called The Triad's Got Talent. And people will call and do stuff like that. And how many you think we have? 100? Couple hundred?
I mean, I don't know about that many.
300?
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, just keep going.
500?
Yeah, thousands.
Thousands of them.
Millions.
Thousands. But that doesn't mean there's not room. So if you have talent, we'd love to hear about it. I'm really impressed with that guy's yodeling.
Hey, Simon, if y'all don't start playing something good, I'm going to have to call and play my own music on here live. Action, man. Come on now. I need to hear something. It's the weekend, Memorial Day, and I ain't got no job. Come on.
I understand, sir. He said that he ain't got no job.
I got that part. It was the part that he said, if we don't start playing something good, he's going to come start playing his music, like as in he's got a band or he's going to bring his record collection up here.
Either way, he sounds like he was ready to take charge and that he has the free time to do it.
I mean, that's fine. We can take a vacation.
Man, that's a weird way to get my job replaced by.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, you ain't doing your job.
I don't think we'll be replaced by that.
Do you know?
It might be a long vacation.
I worked at a station in Henderson, WIZS, The Wiz, the spirit of Car Lake Country. But it was country during the day. It was hip hop at night.
Obviously.
And then on Sunday evenings, it was deep classic album rock.
Wow. There's a lot going on there.
That was a station where you did bring your box of records up there. Or
it's like basically college radio.
Oh, it was fun, man. It was different. That's the one where the unpleasantness happened.
The where that you
I got led away by the nice men.
Oh yes,
oh, yeah,
in the blue. The nice men in blue.
You didn't realize there's people still listening at certain hours of the night.
They left it on. They left it on to go to sleep to the static. And when I broke several federal regulations by turning that thing back on, they all sat straight up in bed and called 911.
That's what
you do. Woo, that was a bad one. But, you know, we learn from these things.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Simon, this is Jason, and double it at your babies, double it up working at 98.
Hey, sounded like he was underwater there.
I like the little laugh at the end.
That's a good one. You know what? I don't remember if I'm keeping these for you to use later. I got to go back in and make sure I'm keeping these.
I thought you would already. You usually always send them to me, and then
I did it different
this
time.
Why'd you do it different?
Because we came back after Memorial Day, and I had 300 phone calls.
I know there's so many, which means that I have 300 phone calls too to listen to.
Yeah, well, I didn't keep every single one.
Oh,
you know, you can only have so many requests for covering Rolling Stones.
Oh yeah,
that's what I love is when an S gets put on something.
Oh, sure.
Cover the Rolling Stones.
And Belks.
Yeah. No, I mean, with song titles, it happens all the time. And right now, I can't think of another one.
Stairways to Heavens.
Can you play Landslides? Hey, we ain't mad. We love to get your phone calls.
Hey, I have a question. When Sean is absent from work, why is it always Maddie who takes the lead? Why doesn't Charlie ever be the lead personality? I would like to see her be in charge once in a while. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that idea.
Yeah, I've offered that before, and Charlie said no.
That's not true.
I have said, do you want to run this thing? Nah, you got it.
I mean, maybe in the very beginning when we were first doing things, but we could do that.
That sounds familiar.
That sounds great to me.
That was like a long time ago. That was years ago.
Look, I know how we get set in our ways.
Anyway, I can do it. I'll totally do it.
Her approach to the question made me a little uncomfortable. Like when Sean's absent from work, it's like, am I in trouble?
You know, because it happens so often. Sean is absent from work.
But yeah, we never discussed it. I do remember an early discussion about you doing it and you didn't want the stress of keeping the ship righted.
In the early days, it may have been while I was still like adjusting to something. But at this point, 10 years in...
Is it 10?
Yeah. It's 2013, so it's 11, actually.
11, madam.
But at this point, I totally could do that, and I would like to try someday.
All right.
So.
There you go. You heard it. You heard it. You get to relax even more than you already relax.
You're in charge next time.
All right. There we go.
I'll go ahead and try and take a day off here pretty soon, so y'all can try that.
Y'all got to give me some warning. I'd jump over there.
Hey, Simon. This is Bill. I couldn't help but catch your comment about the ocean view from Italy. I'm going to turn it back on you. There is no ocean that can be viewed from Italy, even if they move the Eiffel Tower there and put it on the top of the tallest mountain. The nearest ocean is hundreds of miles away. You might be able to see the Mediterranean, which I don't believe is an ocean. I believe it's a sea.
Oh, dear God.
So, not being able to... So getting a room with an ocean view... the joke's sort of on the purchaser because there is no ocean that can be viewed from Italy. So it would have to be a painting. Sorry, that's a tiny detail, but I couldn't help but mentioning it. Thanks. Love you guys. Love the station. Bye.
We love you, buddy.
Okay, sir. I'm going to need to look at a map, but is that for real? The boot doesn't touch an ocean?
Not technically, but it is all, seashore. It's a peninsula. And then Sicily is an island that sits out in the water, and there's all kinds of,
So basically, but Mr. Technicality over here,
they still meant
you have a view of the water.
All right, so what's the story? What's the backstory on that?
This lady booked a trip to go overseas and had this beautiful view and all this stuff when she booked it, and then she got there.
She booked her hotel room, and they said it was ocean view, and she even saw pictures that looked really great. And then she gets there and opens the curtains.
She sees it, but it turns out it's the side of an ugly-ass building with a picture, like a poster on the wall.
Oh, it was a picture of the ocean. Yeah. So she does have a view.
Of the ocean picture.
Yeah, I had never considered it. He is right. He's factually correct. But if you look at it, There's boats everywhere. You know, it's not a lake.
No, it's.
I would assume water view. That's ocean.
Yeah. If it tells me that it's ocean view, I'm assuming I get to look at the real water that's outside of my window, not a painting.
Yep.
Hey, Simon, I just won $100K on a song called G-Wed, baby! Skull Greensboro!
Wait.
What?
I don't know. Let's try that
again. It sounded like he said duck hunt.
He won. All right. Well, you want to take it slow?
Hey, Simon, I just won $100K on a song called G-Wed, baby!
Still don't get it.
No, that made it worse.
Something, something, G1.
Hey, Simon, I just won $100K on a song called G-Wed, baby! Skull Greensboro!
Something G-Wiz, maybe?
Whatever it is.
Congratulations.
He's spirited.
Want to scratch off?
Could be. Your guess is as good as mine. Hey, call back, sir, if you're one of the sevens of people who are listening to the podcast right now.
Also, yeah, if you won $100K on something, just, you know, share love, give us taste. Let's go.
We were talking about, how did we get on the subject of bitter chocolate?
The
Ozempic tongue.
Oh, yeah. You can't taste
it's making stuff taste so sweet that it's, like, not good.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that Ozempic does. But that's another thing that'll help you lose the weight if you don't, you know, you can't taste.
Yeah, you don't want to eat anything that's sweet.
You can't taste your nerds. Can't taste your nerds or your screw-ups or your candy necklace.
Oh, no.
But
my Necco wafers.
We were talking about when you're a kid and you're searching around the house, you're bored in summertime like this, and you're like, I'm just going to take everything out of the kitchen cabinets and see what the hell's going on in here.
Yep.
Because I got nothing else going on. And then you find that giant candy bar in there, and you're like, what? Somebody has hidden a candy bar in the kitchen cabinet? Clearly, this is for me.
Right. And it's baker's chocolate.
And it turns your mouth inside out. It's worse than eating a log out of a campfire.
And then you're like, okay, well, that was awful, but let me keep searching. And then you find the big can of Hershey's powdered cocoa.
Delicious. Ready. Like, spoonful right in your mouth.
Oh, pop it open. Get a spoonful. Pop that straight in your mouth. And that's the most bitter stuff you've ever had in your life.
You did this too?
Yeah. Oh, I've definitely sampled on some chocolate and realized that is not the same chocolate.
Yeah.
It was funny because I was at Teeter and they were handing out samples and she's like, here's some dark chocolate. And I was like, oh, I love dark chocolate. And I threw it in my mouth and I'm like, it might as well have been baker's chocolate.
You have to be careful because it has a little 97% this and 3% that, whatever. And I didn't know. I'm sitting there looking at them because I'm like, well, which one means that I'm going to like it?
Not that.
I don't know.
That was rough.
I like them.
And the lady was so nice. She was like, here, try these chocolates. I'm like, thank you so much, ma'am. And I just hit at her. I just tipped the whole display over.
Beat her up.
You know, I wonder if people are offended because I never take a sample. Whenever I'm anywhere, Costco or whatever, I never take a sample.
It depends.
Oh, I do all the time.
My daughter will, and I'll encourage her to.
I love a sample.
And if they offer me one, I say she'll take mine.
Oh, has she gotten a cookie from Harry yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing that. We're back on the cookie train.
And I will get a sample. I'll go to Trader Joe's and I'll have a little sample of this and a little sample of that. And then I'll sample the wine and then I'll sample. Yeah,
no kidding.
I mean, I love samples.
But, you know, that's their job, is to encourage us to try that sample of whatever it is. And that's one of my rules. I don't eat that. That's everybody's touching that. That's out in the middle of everything.
The combination dip that I told you about.
That was because of that.
Hummus and something else else. It was hummus and tapenade.
Oh.
No, tapenade and then some real spicy stuff. And they had mixed it together. And I was
tender
like, oh, that's really good. And I went and bought three jars of this crap because of the sample.
Yeah. See, it just depends if I want that taste in my mouth. Like, it's like you're walking there and it's like, here, have a cookie. Here, have some tikka masala. Here, have.
I love it when it's something.
Have a jerky. And it's
something you would never want. Like, you know, here's some cleansing tea, and it's in a little paper shot glass. Or here's a chewy gummy vitamin.
Yeah, that's always the one at Costco.
No, I don't like that.
I feel bad for that lady. She's over there right by the register usually, and it's like, here, you want some liquid IV or a nice, you know, you want some turmeric? And I'm like, I'm already on turmeric, thank you. And I can't drink liquid IV because it tastes like colonoscopy prep to me.
So. What is liquid IV? I don't know about
liquid
that.
Liquid IV is like a Gatorade, basically.
It's extra hydrating. You're supposed to drink drink it as a like a hangover.
Okay.
Or, helpful.
Or even post-workout. But the problem is it's got a super high sodium, so it's like it almost has a salty finish to it.
Oh, sounds great.
And that is the number one thing about that stupid colonoscopy prep that I hated.
I think that's why I don't do it. I don't want to take their sample and then hate it and them see me hate it, because that's worse.
Yeah, but they don't work. They don't care.
Sure,
like,
they do.
They're an employee. Like, they're not like at Costco. It's just some sweet lady who doesn't work.
She doesn't care what she's handing out. Yeah, like, she didn't make the.
They show up at work and they hand her a cart and it's like, all right, you got the microwave and the meatballs.
Today you get to cook smoked sausage.
Yeah, I disagree. Man. I think there are people who are just as invested in that job as any other job.
Well, maybe depending on the sample though. But like at Costco specifically, those women show up. They're like, all right, and today it's, you know.
See, I guarantee that I would be the person that shows up to work hungry, and then I'm making the little smoked sausage samples, and I'm over here popping them in my mouth.
Yeah, that would be hard.
When I'm supposed to be serving them to the customers.
What are the underrated skills? Do you still have that? You've been wanting to tell us about the underrated skills out there. Is belly dancing one?
No, it wasn't belly dancing. Okay, it was, so first aid, so basic life-saving skills like CPR, Heimlich maneuver, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're our first aid guy here at the building.
I shouldn't be anymore. That's expired at this point.
If you're not here, all I know how to do is take your shirt off.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
All he does, he's the take your shirt off guy if you're having an issue.
And then I say call 911. That's all I remember.
Don't you get the paddles? You just rip the shirt off.
Well, shirt has to come off no matter what.
Yeah. Right.
So the second you hit the ground, that shirt's off. Well, and then from there, it just I have to figure out.
How many years ago did you take that course?
Dude, it's been
five
long.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, maybe we should stop talking about this.
The last time I was certified, I was 18.
Yeah, the last time I was certified in CPR, I was 18.
Yeah, and I used to teach the first aid merit badge in Boy Scouts. I was the guy who taught everybody, the new kids that came in.
Actually,
I
think I was younger than that because it was when I was a lifeguard, and I was a lifeguard at like 15, 16, 17.
That, you know, if it gives you any point of reference, that sales guy, Greg, was still here. Remember, because he had he left that day.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
But it wasn't here, so Maddie is not responsible.
No, I was not able to get a shirt off.
Do you know that that guy, Greg, has a radio station that he runs out of his attic?
Yeah.
And he's the morning guy, the GM, the sales manager, everything.
So that's anybody else up in his attic.
I could see you doing that. Well, for fun, but not the sales thing.
From the Shore House attic.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hot in there.
You have a little window air conditioner.
Couple other ones are how to swim, cooking, basic home and car maintenance. This one is, I love that this is an underrated skill that anyone would not know how to do anything about, but how to unclog a toilet.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
It's just funny. It's like, all right, sewing, spelling.
You got to figure that one out sometime. Man.
Yeah, but I mean, most people, they're either like, yell at their parents or they call the landlord. The toilet's clogged. You know, they're just real dumb when it comes to stuff like that.
It's such a gross subject.
I like the last one. How to tell an interesting story.
Seriously?
I still have trouble with that at times.
I have a lot of trouble with that.
I like when I have something in my head and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to tell these guys. And I start telling the story and I see Sean's face just melt away.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't worry about it. In your guys' line of work, you don't need to be good storytellers. Gee whiz.
It's not important at all.
Hey, next time, we'd love to hear from you. 336-373-0987 is the number. Listen to us on the radio. We got a good Bet You Won't Play a Friday coming in a couple of days. Go to 987simon.com, and there's a Listen to Us button right there. I think that's what it says. Listen to us, please. It's a button that says Listen to Us, please.
Dear Lord, please.
If you want to,
I mean,
you can click here. Please. It's a big button.
It'd be pretty super please. Nice if you would. And
all right, Charlie, final thought.
I've got a new side hustle, King Kong Travel.
How about you?
I'm going to keep working on this Chopster and see if I can figure it out.
Next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.